I mainly use a green screen format for my content. It helps because I want to show myself on screen when I'm explaining the referee's decision. I feel like my viewers feel like they're connecting with a real person as opposed to just hearing a voiceover. The biggest thing is my hook. Those first 3 seconds matter more than anything. I make sure I'm extra intentional with my words to get people to stay without giving the entire video away. Now that can be doing something funny like wearing a costume, maybe ringing a massive bell. Hear ye, hear ye. Or saying something like, I can't believe they made this call. I gotta get people to stop scrolling. I use the next 15 to 20 seconds to build a little dramatic tension before getting into exactly what happened and then the specific laws of the game it affects. Then I end the video with an engagement question so I get people talking and communicating in the comments. My community really keeps me going. I try to respond to every single person who comments on my videos every single time. They often tell me what an impact I've had on their lives, and that motivates me to keep going. I'm part of the Creator Rewards Program and the Specialized Reward Program for sports creators. To set my videos up for success, I always go back and cut my videos down so they're as tight as they possibly can be. I want them to be engaging and concise. Monetizing on TikTok has changed my life. It's allowed me to switch from more of a corporate job to a work from home job that I love and spend more time with my family. And I can also pay for my kids' college tuition. I am Mr. Low Tech. I just use a ring light, my phone, a lavalier microphone, and CapCut for editing. You definitely don't need to go out and spend a lot of money on fancy equipment to try and make your content look high quality. Just use what you have available and then use high quality techniques to elevate it, like sit in front of a window to get natural light on your face, keeping your camera steady with a tripod or maybe even a stack of books. Add fun, relevant graphics while editing. First off, consistency is very important. I post a minimum of one video every single day, and I've been doing it for 4 years. Don't worry about views for an individual video. There are some videos I've spent days on that just don't perform. And then the next video goes viral. It's all about consistently putting out content that your audience will appreciate and that you're proud of. Last, no matter how specific your niche is, you can still find an audience on TikTok. So if you're passionate about a topic, just go for it. You'll discover so many people who share that same passion. Whether you're a referee like me, looking to help people learn the laws of the game, or you have another hobby that you're passionate about, make the move and start posting on TikTok today. You never know where it might lead you. So are you in or are you out?